Guys, by now, you've heard the great news. If you've wanted to try Viagra or Cialis, but were worried about the price, Blue Pills Direct can finally give you the results you've been looking for. Why pay almost $15 per pill when you can get the same results you need for only $2 per pill? That's right. Call today and receive 50 blue pills or 50 yellow pills for only $99. That's only $2 per pill and saves you almost $500 from your local pharmacy. Why wait? Call 888-914-4247 today and finally have those breathtaking, toe-curling moments again and again. Call 888-914-4247 right now, and we'll rush your order discreetly packaged to your door. Just call 888-914-4247. That's 888-914-4247. Call 888-914-4247.
Hi, this is Freddie Laker. I'm both a guest on the show and a fan. Dave and the Into Tomorrow team, congratulations for 25 incredible years on the air. From all your fans, thanks for all your hard work and always making it fun and interesting.
Well, thank you, Freddie from Fort Lauderdale. Chameleon Collective is his company, and we appreciate those congratulatory remarks on our 25th year on the air. I am Dave Graveline.
I'm Chris Graveline, and this portion of Into Tomorrow is brought to you in part by HughesNet, high-speed satellite internet available where you live or work. Text the word radio to 35,000 if you'd like more info. Again, text the word radio to 35,000.
And in this week's part two, as we continue our coverage of IFA's special edition for 2020, one of the talks given as part of Shift Mobility at IFA this year was from Renzo Vitale, the creative sound director with BMW. Now, you may have the same question that we did. What does sound have to do with their cars? Well, as we move into tomorrow, electric cars are becoming more and more popular. Of course, the main problem they have is that they are quiet. Too quiet, as a matter of fact. And that has brought up safety concerns with many governments around the world that are passing laws that say that electric cars must make some noise so people know they're there. And that's where sound designers like Renzo come in.
BMW reached out to me and asked me to join a company, which I did. I don't think they had seen the pictures of myself before, but they had seen certainly my CV, and beside being a musician and composer, I'm also an electronic engineer, and I have a PhD in room acoustics and psychoacoustics. And so that's how I joined the company at the beginning. But from the very start, I looked at this object not as a car, not as a vehicle. To me, this is a highly complex performative art installation. And this is the entity for which I wanted to create something.
Renzo says he always wants to look at the human element in things. And that is a big part of his work at BMW.
Ultimately, one of my vision is to turn every driver into a performer. So that the car, basically, it's the instrument through which they can express themselves. So one of the first challenges that belongs to my responsibility is to define the sonic aesthetics of our fleet. And you know that electric vehicles do not produce a sound which is considered to be dangerous. That's the reason why there are legal requirements around the world that prescribe the presence of a sound for electric vehicles. In these terms, sound is information because it tells people there is an object moving around. But sound is much more. Sound is emotions. Sound talks to us. It caresses us. It can change the way we perceive and see things. And so that's the reason why I wanted to treat sound in a much different way.
Renzo went on to talk about how he decided to come up with the sounds that the car would make and shared those sounds with us.
So one of the ideas that I had also for the sound, the way I wanted to act with people, is that the sound basically was announcing something special approaching. So you think that you have your eyes closed and you feel first the sound and then you turn and see the car. The sound has to announce what happens. And in this case, I wanted the sound to be some sort of an aura that is announcing something almost sacred that elevates it. And then I'm going to play for you now a short sound sample, how the sound of the car sounds like when it's turned on. And now I'm going to play a sample how the sounds evolve when the car is accelerating. So the overall volume is, of course, much quieter than this. Of course, it's coming back. The sound has been described in many different ways, but the one that I like the most, as someone wrote or said, that it seems like a choir of angels, which I like it for two reasons. One, it's the idea that there is something human related to a machine. And the other one is the fact that it's announcing something special.
BMW, of course, also owns Mini, and like many car makers, Mini is also producing electric versions of their cars. As a result, Renzo put his skill to work on those cars as well.
Mini, it's a totally different kind of car. It's a different brand. It talks about different stories. So I had also the privilege to compose the sound for the very first Mini Electric, which hit the streets this year in April.
For the Mini, Renzo says he looked at the way people interact with light around them and use that principle, but applied it instead to sound.
So my idea was to create a parallel between light fields and acoustic fields. So I defined three different ways the light interacts with people. You can have diffuse light where you don't see the source. You can have another use case in which you see the reflected sorts of the light. And then you have a last example in which you see the light directly. And you can create an acoustic analogy between these light fields and the acoustic fields. You have a diffuse sound field, you have a reflective sound field, or you have a direct sound field. And for each of these elements, I created three different sound worlds. And then we had a lot of conversation with the marketing department, with the design department, with the board, because Mini is about something that is energetic, passionate, inventive, but at the same time it has also something to do with craftsmanship. It has to be friendly. It has to bring a twist also on the street. So I have a short sample of the sound that we ended up choosing for the car. It's always difficult to have you judge or perceive the sound if you are not driving. Because one of the essential things in composing the sound for the car, it's all about the interaction that you have with the car. This is why I like to talk about the driver as the performer. And I have this vision of turning everyone into a performer and ultimately a composer.
Boy, I don't know about you, but they sound more like flying saucers taking off to me. But another project that he shared with us was an electric concept vehicle that was presented last year, the BMW Vision M Next. This is BMW's concept of a sports car. BMW says the design of this car is both a glimpse into the future and a reference to BMW's iconic past. He worked on the sound design for this car with Hans Zimmer. You know his work, composing scores for films like The Lion King, Pirates of the Caribbean, Gladiator, Dunkirk, The Dark Knight Trilogy, and many others.
I spent lots of time with Hans in Los Angeles and in London studios. And the first step is always to go to him and bringing a very conceptual idea that tries to capture the messages that the brand and the design are trying to convey. And in this case, I also refer to the light because art is one of the major inspiration for my work. And this car is very sporty kind of car. So we had this moment, which is called the boost moment, where you are triggering a button and then you get extra energy. And so the idea was to define the way the sound develops in time. So we had defined three main keywords, which were propulsive, morphing, and elevating. And the idea of morphing was that we created four different sonic rooms for which you see the keywords intention, devotion, grit, and resolution. And so the idea was that by moving from one speed to another, to another, to another, the sound was morphing into different sonic rooms, so that the driver could decide himself where he wanted to be. And that's, you know, the step in the direction of having him being the composer. He can decide in which emotional state he's feeling and what he can deliver. I have now an example on how this car sounds like. I just want to conclude saying that it is important for me, for us, to give a different meaning of what sound it means within the electromobility. It's a new opportunity, it's a new chance for us, but ultimately sound is a unique example of what does it mean to transfer, to communicate emotion from one soul to another.
That was Renzo Vitali, creative sound director for BMW. Be sure and come by and check out the video of his talk, and you'll see the concept car and all the cool things he's talking about at intotomorrow.com.